Now Paul moves from that into doctrinal teaching for us, which is kind of the heart of the whole book, and that is the law versus faith. That's what Galatians is all about. The most common word is the word law, 32 times, and the second most common word is the word faith, 22 times. So it's the contrast between the law and salvation by faith. So that starts in verse 16 tonight, where it says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. So by the faith. By the faith. That'll be our title tonight. Lord, use your word in our hearts and lives. Thank you for the privilege of opening Galatians together. We trust the Holy Spirit would now use it and work miracles in teaching and growing us through it. We give you this service. Pray you'll be pleased with it and glorified in it. We love you in Christ's name. Amen. So we see this contrast there in verse 16. Justification is this first point he's making, is that we are justified by faith. But he's giving the contrast. You are not justified, as he says there, by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. And then he goes on to say that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. So this by the faith is a phrase that recurs over and over in this passage. And the first point he wants us to get is that we are justified by faith when we become part of the faith, by the faith talking about salvation, all that that encompasses. He's also showing us that faith and believing here are synonymous. You probably saw that. But he says there, even we have believed that we might be justified by the faith. So faith and believing are the same thing. You know what else fits there? The word trust. They're all the same thing. I'll show you. Look at Ephesians 1:12. A lot of people don't understand this. They think salvation is an experience. They think salvation is someone praying over you or you going to an altar. No. Salvation is when you acknowledge you're a sinner, that's the repentance part, and when you place your trust, your faith in Jesus Christ. Notice Ephesians 1:12, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ. So there's that word trust. But verse 13, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after that ye believed. So notice there he uses the word trust in verse 12, the word believe in verse 13. After you trusted and believed, what? You were sealed. So faith, believing, trust, they're all the same thing. And Paul is making it very clear that we are justified by the faith. Notice Romans 3:22. This is a theme throughout the church epistles, justification by faith. Notice Romans 3:22, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. So righteousness is imputed to us, what? By faith, when we place our faith in Christ. Romans 5:1, let's see it again. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So he's driving this point home. Philippians 3:9, one more. That we are justified, in other words, declared sinless, declared just, by faith. When we become part of the faith, which is salvation, we are justified by faith. Philippians 3:9, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith, there it is again, of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. So Paul makes it very clear that we are justified by faith, not by works, not by the works of the law. Then he, back in our passage, Galatians 2, he transitions. So this is the doctrinal truth that we can all claim for ourselves, amen, that we are justified by faith. We become just. We are declared just based on the merits of Christ, not on, based on what we've done. But we receive his righteousness and we are declared just. But now he transitions from that the doctrinal more to the experiential. Notice in verse 17 he says, but if, while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? In other words, if we're justified, in other words, we're declared sinless, but we sin, which we do, after we're declared sinless, he's saying, how does that work? Does that mean that Christ is a minister of sin? And of course, the answer is no. The answer is that the doctrinal and the experiential for this short time from when we get saved to when we go to heaven are two different things. The experiential says that we still make mistakes and we still sin, but salvation and the Word of God declares that all those sins are already forgiven. They're already gone. They're covered by the blood. We're justified. And so he says in verse 19, I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. So he's saying that through the faith we're justified, but also now we need to live day by day by the faith. And that brings us to, you know, probably one of the top 10 memory verses in the Bible for most Christians, Galatians 2:20. I'm sure most of you know it by heart. So he's saying, I'm crucified with Christ. What is he teaching us there? That when Jesus was crucified, we were crucified with him, like we've been studying on Sunday morning, because we are in him. Amen? So what happened to him 2,000 years ago in God's mind's eye, because time means nothing to God, happened to us too. So we are crucified with Christ. That old man is dead. Look at Romans 6:11 and we'll see this. He says, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead unto sin. In other words, reckon to be true what is true. What's already doctrinally true, reckon it to be true on a daily basis in your own personal walk. And then Galatians chapter 6:14, if you would quickly. It says, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. So Paul is saying we're justified by the faith. Now we need to live by the faith. We need to live what is already doctrinally true. That's a challenge, isn't it? Because we live in a sinful body, we live in a sinful world. But that's what Paul is saying. Verse 20, I'm crucified with Christ, that's the doctrinal truth. Nevertheless, I live. But he says, not I, but Christ liveth in me. In other words, I need to make what is doctrinally true, experientially true, by letting Christ live in me, live through me. And this is God's ultimate desire for us while we're on earth, is that he be in control. Look at Philippians 2:13 and we'll see this. But he wants us to live by the faith that we've already been justified by. He wants us to live it on a daily basis. Philippians 2:13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God wants to be in control of our lives. And trust me, he can do a lot better job at it than we can. It's just we have to let him. That's the practical side. So Paul says, the life which I now live, I live by the faith. There it is again. I live by the faith of the Son of God. So he says, now I need to live by faith. I've already been justified by the faith. Now I need to live by the faith. Or it could be said, as it says behind me, I need to walk by faith. That's kind of a spoiler alert for family camp. The Bible says we walk by faith, doesn't it? 2 Corinthians 5:7. We need to walk practically what is already doctrinally true. We've been justified by the faith. Now we need to live, Galatians 2:20, by the faith. We need to live it. Paul said, Galatians 5:16, walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit. And then he finishes with just a reminder that Jesus expressed his love at Calvary. Amen? Notice it says, who loved me and gave himself for me. Though Jesus said, I love you through sacrifice, we say, I love you through obedience. Who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. He gave himself that we might be justified by the faith and that we might live on a daily basis by the faith. And if we are saved by grace, which we are, then God doesn't want us to frustrate his grace, verse 21, by trying to earn his favor through works. Notice he says, I do not frustrate the grace of God. What does that mean, to frustrate the grace of God? Well, we know that we're saved through God's grace. Amen? Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith. And many other passages. Romans 11:6. We'll look at that quickly. So we're saved by grace. And yet so many Christians then try to earn God's favor through works. So they're not doing their works because they love God. They're doing their works to try to earn God's favor. When you do that, you frustrate his grace. That's what he's saying. Romans 11:6, if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. I know it's got a bit of a tongue twister. But he's saying you can't mix the two. You cannot mix grace and works. We are accepted in Christ, as we've seen many times. Ephesians 1:6, we're accepted in the Beloved. So Paul says, I'm not going to frustrate the grace of God by what? For if righteousness come by the law, in other words, if I can now gain some righteousness through works, then look at this amazing statement, then Christ is dead in vain. It's a great statement. And you know, when you're talking to people, and you're witnessing to the lost, it's always a good question to ask. Why did Christ die? Why did he have to die? You know, if somebody says, oh, I can get to heaven by doing this, by being a good person, by going to church, by keeping the Ten Commandments, then why did Jesus have to die? What was the point of it? If you can earn heaven, why did Christ die? And if it's only through the death of and sacrifice and blood of Jesus Christ that we can get to heaven, then why do you think you can add or improve upon that through your measly good works? The death of the perfect Son of God, you're going to put your works up against that? That's just frustrating the grace of God, like Paul says. So that's our theme of our book, really, is the law versus faith. And Paul says we are justified, verse 16, by the faith. But then God wants us, verse 20, to live by the faith. Amen? Make practically, experientially, daily true what is already doctrinally true. That you're justified, you're going to heaven, devil can't change it, you can't change it. Now live like it. As Paul said, now I live by the faith of the Son of God. I let Him live through me. Because the old man's dead. I'm going to stop listening to him. I'm going to stop letting him run my life. Now I'm going to live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And I'm definitely not going to frustrate the grace of God by trying to earn anything through my works. No, I'm not going to serve Christ for that reason. That just frustrates his grace. I'm going to serve Christ because I love him and I appreciate him giving me eternal life. Amen. So by the faith, let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your precious and powerful word and this wonderful truth that we are justified by the faith and we are to live by the faith. I pray we'll get a hold of it, Lord, and daily with your help, Lord, strive to walk what is already true, that we are your children, we are justified. Now, through the help of the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ, may we walk by the faith. And live by the faith for you, that we might serve you and please you and make a difference for your cause in this wicked world. Thank you for speaking to our hearts.